Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and video show which brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. If you're new to the channel, please subscribe so you won't miss a new episode. I'm your host, Fritz Bussemaker, and today I'm delighted and privileged to have a conversation with Andrei Lukaszewski. Andrei, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Andrei is a Danish citizen born in Poland and grew up in Aalborg, and he is the CEO, co-founder of a company called Netcompany, which you have been running for the last 20 years. Now, your aim is actually to set out to create solutions to the overall benefit of society. That's a quote from you in one of the videos. And you have grown this company to be Northern Europe's most successful IT company, with over 3,000 employees. And you also give back society, as you said, on a number of relevant organizations. So Andrei, again, welcome to the program. And let me start off with a very obvious first question. How did you start in IT? How did you start your IT career?
Well, I don't think I was supposed to start in IT at all. It was quite a coincidence. I was very interested in history and philosophy, and by coincidence, I touched a computer back in 1981. It was a Spectrum ZX81, and one night I read the manual and I started programming a game for some of my friends. We couldn't afford to go to the, at that time, we had Space Invaders and some sorts of Pac-Man and Snake games, and we couldn't afford to go to the arcade and play, so I programmed a very, very simple game with racing cars. You can move the car right, or you can move it left, and then you had things coming up, and you had to avoid these things. And I programmed that in, I think, 4 or 5 hours, and we made it work. And that was when I realized that that this device is going to change our lives. And I started, you know, my interest was really ignited that night. And for a long time, I was flirting with computers until I definitely decided after high school to go in and study computer science. And at the time, you couldn't really, so you had to study mathematics before. So I started math, and then I studied computer science. So
yeah. Okay, so you knew you wanted to do something with computers, programming. But at what point did you want to start your own company? How did that happen?
Well, when I finished my degree, people doing technology and knowing about technology, we were not sought after as we are today. We came out, it was actually difficult to get a job. No one really knew what it was that you were educated in the beginning of the 90s. And I worked for many years in one of the big four global consultancy companies where I was programming and building systems. But what I realized really fast was that the ones who were talking to the business and deciding what we did as technical people were sitting literally on the floors above us. Yeah. And they only gave us some pieces of paper once in a while. Like, try and go and do this, and try and go and do that. They didn't know anything about what we were doing. And we had these big programs with a lot of business people talking and planning, and we were like maybe 10, 15 programmers building the entire system, and then there were maybe 100 people talking about it. So maybe we should change the balance a bit and get more IT people into delivering business value. And that's how we actually started Netcompany, was a reaction towards the classical way of dividing business and IT, and actually having IT guys is a classical nerdy thing that no one really basically didn't respect that much. It was more some doers thing, you know, go and do, you will think and you will do. So I wanted to change that thing and create, because you study computer science or mathematics or whatever, does not mean that you're not able to communicate or plan or even think business. And I think being close to technology and what it can do for you is extremely important when you do business. And today, I think we've seen what happened over the last 20 years, right? I mean, everyone agrees to that today, I guess.
Oh, in hindsight, it's, I would say, quite an open door that we're seeing this digital revolution taking place in the world. But what I find interesting is that you were already seeing this, I would say, 10, 20 years before everybody else did. So just wondering, what made you realize that this is going to change society, the way we're going to work, the way we're going to live?
Well, I think in the beginning, I was ignited by the fact that just inside businesses, I mean, just any company, I could see the potential of using computers and connecting people and systems together in order to create better business processes. That was my initial thought. And then when the browser was invented and came in the late 90s and the whole internet thing, and this was even before mobile phones, I realized that this will go beyond businesses. It will actually connect all of us faster than anyone expected. And at that time, I think when we started Netcompany, I was absolutely certain that IT would change the world entirely. It has always changed the world. You know, technology has always driven the world. We were having long philosophical discussions about whether the Industrial Revolution was ignited by the steam engine or whether it was ignited by someone getting ideas about factory automation. But in my opinion, technological innovation is in many ways sparking and igniting and even driving businesses to grow. And I think we need to be very, very certain about that. And I knew from the beginning that this was about to happen. What I did not know was who and how will it actually play out.
Yeah.
And you don't know. I mean, you don't know. You know that people will get connected. You know that businesses will adopt a lot of technologies, and you know that personal computers and devices and personalized systems will come in and take over from the old generation of technology, but you don't know who and how and exactly when. And this is where you have to navigate always. You of course you don't know, but you have to try out some things, and then you find out, oops, this works, this does not. And some customers are ready to pay for this now. Some customers are not ready to pay for this maybe before or later. So you got to navigate.
Okay.
And you will get hit. You will get hit. And sometimes you have to suffer a bit, but don't cry more than one day. Get up again next day and continue with what you do, and you get there.
Now, you're describing what your company does, but just for the benefit of the audience, what products or services are you now delivering, or did you start to deliver when you started the company?
Well, what we're doing is, when we started the company, everyone was talking about the internet and web pages. And what we started doing from the very beginning was to say, well, we want to do something that has to do with critical and society critical and business critical things. So instead of doing lightweight, so to speak, we wanted to do complex things that has to do with you as a business being able to trade and export and logistics, or things as a government that is absolutely important for your citizens. That could be health, it could be, you know, social systems. So we can make sure that when you pay tax, you really get some transparency, and everyone knows that the money is spent the right places, and the people who deserve to be helped are actually being helped.
Okay.
Make sure that the government works well and is functioning on behalf of what it was supposed to do, and not being not too many obstacles in terms of administration, or so you want a direct way from political wishes to execution. And I think digitization is the right means to do that. So we started very, very early on about, you know, going into those sectors and believing that we could. In the beginning, we were a smaller company, but good man-to-man, project-to-project. It was very difficult to persuade, you know, people that about, hey, you've been doing this for 20 or 30 years, 40 years. Now we come around and we can actually change this together in 6 months or 12 months. It can be very difficult. But if you do it one place and you actually succeed,
yeah,
the rumor spreads. And I think the world is changeable. I think there's a lot of people out there with that just need to see how. And you have the courage and the talent. And you need to be very respectful and humble, because these things are difficult to do. But if you are very focused on quality and delivering at time, at budget, and within the right quality, you will eventually succeed in the IT sector. And basically, you don't need to reinvent everything. Just do better.
Okay.
And listen to what people want to do.
Andre,
so, I mean, that's yeah.
Yeah, Andre, I'm finally, I now understand the context of a quote which I found you made, that you aim to create solutions for the overall benefit of society. Now, that puts a focus on the type of clients you want. Does that also mean, would you refuse, or have you actually refused clients which have a different vision? So is that like a criteria you set for yourself? It has to have an overall benefit, otherwise I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, well, we do all the time. Very seldom you meet clients that are directly in a position to create a better world. You don't meet many of them. But what you meet a lot is projects or engagements where you can't see what's the end goal of this. I mean, is this going to bring us further down the road? And I will always choose an engagement and a client with a vision of something that can bring us some steps ahead. Now, if we can choose between something that pays okay, but is not really critical, and it does not have a long tail or vision, I will always take something that has a partnership, a strategic purpose to it. And I think if you insist on doing something that is important, you will do it. You will eventually work with that. And it can be difficult, especially in the beginning when you create a company and you want to grow. Sometimes you have to create trust, and you can't start by building the most critical or most society critical or most business critical system to begin with, because people won't let you. They don't know you. But if that is your aim from the beginning and that's where you want to go, you will take decisions during the way that will bring you there. And you need courage, but also a lot of motivation to go there. And I think a lot of people actually want to do that. But then somehow they get stuck during the way.
Yeah,
you always have to keep that in your mind. What is important for you as a human being as a company? Do you want to be there as someone who actually made a difference? Do you truly want to do good for your clients, for society? Do you feel uplifted when something works and you are part of that? I think most people basically want that in their lives.
Well, you've just taken
it's
us
a great
along
feeling,
with,
isn't it?
I recognize the feeling, to be honest. Now, this is I would say a vision you as a person have, and I can understand the co-founders, the leadership of NetCompany. But another quote is, you're surrounded by 3,000 colleagues with exactly the same ambitions. Now, that would imply that you select people with this in mind? I.e., what do you look in people when you employ people?
Well, first of all, and I'll answer that. First of all, you need to make absolutely clear what it is you want to do. Don't put it into abstract terms. So when it comes to society, do you want to create better healthcare? Yes. How? Well, we're going to use e-hospitals we want to create connection between doctors and patients. We want to make sure that a lot of things do not go wrong when it comes to prescriptions. We want to make sure that diagnosis of diseases are done in much more efficiently and much more correct way. All those things you need to say for people to understand what it is you want to do. Don't keep it in abstract terms. And then when you hire someone to be on that journey with you, you have to look for people that can include two things, basically. One, they have to have the ability to help you. So they need to be able, they need to all those skills that you need, or be very, very good at learning new stuff, which they also need. Secondly, this is just as important, if not even more important, you want empathic people that you like. You know, their values, they have to be team, people that can work in a team, people that actually want to share and become a part of a common success. And those people, they have to be able to recognize, because you will never get there with people only working for themselves. They need to work as a team, and they need to understand the vision. And I think, actually, the simpler you make it, the better. Now, and when we collect tax in many countries, we also pay our benefits, social benefits. Now, if I tell to my employees, we need to build this system in order to create more transparency and make fair and just payment of social benefits to anyone in this country, will you go that extra mile to make sure that that happens and create a success which actually will make a better life for thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people? You need to make sure that that person wants that, right? So besides being able to contribute technically, project management, whatever that person is good at, you need to make sure that that person wants that, actually feels that this is important.
Okay, so I'm hearing is it's foremost attitude.
Very much attitude, personality, you know. What values as a human being do you have? Because if you're joining a team of people with the right values, people who are driven by making a better society, by creating companies that can create growth and wealth, and basically better lives for all of us. If you pollute that culture with someone who's not really sharing it, that's not good. And do we make mistakes sometimes? And you find out that some people, you always find some people who, of course you do, but they also find out, because very soon they'll realize that, you know, maybe I'm not a part of this for now. Some people also get there later in their lives, but I have to say, young people today, we hire 8 out of 10 people straight from university. 8 out of 10, 80% of people coming into that company, creating that growth that we have are young people. And I have to say, the generation that we are looking at today is very much directed towards creating a better and sustainable world and making a difference, even more than we were at the time when I entered the business.
Good. Thank you for that answer. Now moved to Brussels, to Greece, to even Vietnam, I understand. So it's becoming a global company. How do you handle the difference in culture? And how and do you aim for a generic overall global corporate culture?
Yeah, so I think one is very important to stress that with what we do, we are very much a European company, and we want to create a European company that serves a lot of European customers, because I like Europe and the values we have here. I think we need European companies of considerable size to help both European businesses and European governments. And I want to become one of those companies when it comes to critical systems, both in government and private sector. And when it comes to the common culture, I think that has to be closely associated with the pride, technical pride of what you do. I mean, one thing I've noticed is like musicians in a band. When you want to create a common culture, you need to have an instrument that can play along with other instruments. And I love that analogy. You can see musicians coming into a band and they start playing, and then after a while they find each other because they're good at what they do. They're good at listening, but they're also good at playing on their own instruments, and then all those instruments become a song or something. And that is just exactly the same thing we want to do and that we are doing with technology and the way we build systems. We have defined a way to play music, how to quickly compose and execute on playing a song. Now I'm not saying that it's the only way to do that, but I have realized that the biggest glue that connects people is the urge to play instruments and play together. And if you have high respect for how you play the instrument, and very much respect for listening and being a part of the band, you can join that company. It's a technical band where instead of the songs, we create some of the most business critical and society critical systems, but we do it with a new way. I think we have reinvented, the way to deliver IT. We deliver it quicker, faster, much more agile, and we just don't talk about it. We do it.
You do it.
And we use our references and our clients as the way in to new engagements. It's not a question of marketing or selling. It's also a question of actually doing it. And a lot of the things we did 40 or 50 years ago, you know, when you talk health system, benefit systems, some systems were already built back 34 years ago. Now, people have a tendency to think, oh, this is complex, we can't change it. How can we ever go into those areas? Because it's been around for 30, 40 years, it's very difficult. Try not to change too much because it's dangerous. But my comment is always, this was made by humans 30, 40 years ago. Now, don't you really think we can make it again, maybe even better, with new technology, new way of thinking? Of course we can. There's nothing is religious in that sense. And let's renew all these systems and create a lot of new stuff on top of it for the benefit of all of us. And I think the answer lies with many of the young people we are hiring. People always ask me, how can it be done? You have only 10, 15, 20 people, average age 30, building something that just 10 or 15, 20 years ago was done by 100 people with almost twice the age. And I say, well, you know, we are, of course, it has to be done that way, because we can't spend all this energy in something that was built 30 or 40 years ago. We need to build all this new stuff on top of it. So let's get moving. And of course it can be done.
Andre, what inspires you? Where do you get your inspiration from that you're able to pass on these thoughts to your employees?
I think basically when you live a life in the age where I was fortunate to live a life, you meet basically two kinds of people. You always have people who think that the world is not changing, because it's not changing that much from day to day. You know, and as human beings, we like stability. We like customs. We like to do stuff. We like traditions, because being here for such a short time, we're only here for a very short time. You realize that when you become a bit older, and your time is up very, very. I mean, everything is relative, but you're only here for a short time, and then you realize. Some people realize that the world is actually changing, and it's changing all the time, right? And you can either choose to be sitting on the train and don't really knowing where it's going, or you can try to get up to the find out where are the tracks and who's putting on those tracks, and why are we going this fast and where are we going? I mean, and we all can do that. We all can do that. And the sooner you realize you can do it for your own life, but you can also do it for the entire train, the sooner you realize that, and the sooner you find friends and people who share that with you, I think the more you can enrich in your life. And I'm not, it can be quite stressful.
Yeah.
It can be quite stressful going there. I mean, don't get me wrong here, but at the very end of the day, I think you will be your life will be richer if you can do something good and change the direction in the way that you want to, and of course with all the respect and humbleness that there is in this. But we need to create a voice. Technology is changing the world so fast at the moment. I mean, it changes the way we communicate, it changes our democracies, it changes the way we pay tax, the way we receive benefits, it changes our businesses, it changes everything. And not being a part of that change and trying to move it into a direction where I believe I grew up in a great society. I grew up in Europe. I grew up in Denmark, a free country. No war, no conflicts. I had a better life than my father had. He had a better life than his father. Now, I want to contribute to that. And I think if you let it go, if you don't try and do the very best you can, there is actually a chance. There will always be a chance of it going into direction that you don't want. So we all need to contribute here. And I want to have a company where we are very concrete example of where we can go. And together with other companies having the same sort of drive and vision and concrete examples of how we can create transparent nations with democracy, and where people are having a decent life and you want to live. If you can create that with concrete examples, I think you've done the very best you can do with this life. I'm not sure you can do much better. I mean, that is as simple as that. It's as simple as that. So when you sit there as a granddad, or it doesn't matter whether you make 70 or 80 or 90 years, that doesn't really matter, you know. It's the most important thing is that when you sit there, you really feel that you have tried to make the world a better place.
Andre,
for all of us, I think that, yeah.
Andre, as you mentioned, sometimes it's very simple, but simple doesn't mean it's easy.
No.
When it's easy, when it's not easy, when it becomes stressful, do you surround yourself with mentors or coaches, sounding boards, so you can have an idea how you can make take your next step?
Yeah, I think, yes, I do. Of course, I have a lot of good people around me, but you also have to, I think you also need some simple principles that try and look more ahead than look back. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you shouldn't learn from your experiences, but in many ways, I think the future lies ahead of us. And of course, you need to sometimes, retract and think, okay, well, we did something wrong here and this was whatever, horrible. But at the very end of the day, the future lies ahead of us. And always think of the next thing you need to do and do your very best to do it. Don't paralyze because something here and there. That's, I think that's extremely important. And I surround myself with people who have that life energy and that way of looking at life, because you can very easily spend too much time on discussing something that you can't really change. And I think technology, the way it's evolving and the possibilities out there, you really need to look into what can be done. Uh-huh. And focus your energy on that. Yeah.
Okay. Now we're almost at the end of our interview and discussion, Andre. As you mentioned in the chat, we are only here for a very short moment in time. Do you ever think about how you would like the world to remember you?
Well, some people dream about having a legacy that is kind of eternal. I mean, but what is the best type of legacy that you can create? I think we can all agree that if we have kids, for instance, you want your kids to have a better life than you, and you want their kids, you're the closest, your family. I think when you create a company like we created that company, what I'm extremely proud of, what is most important for me, is that many of our employees, thousands and thousands of employees, they have actually, I hear that often. I say, well, hey, listen, I know much better what I want now. It was a great part of my life, and you made that better, and now I can do something. So no, I don't want a statue. No, I'm not sure I'm that interested in everyone knowing who we were 100 or 200 or 300 years from now. I mean, I leave that to Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley but I think, creating that sequence of people who together create another sequence of people changing the world, great, great satisfaction.
Hey, brings me to my last question for you, Andre. What's your advice to that next generation following us?
Well, I have two things that need to be, that they need to focus on, and two things, basically, that's a lot of other stuff, but two things. One, make sure that you're good at what you're doing, because that's the entrance ticket to many things. Don't underestimate that you have to be good at something. Something. Be really good at something.
Okay.
That I think is the entrance ticket to many things. And then, secondly, be brave when it comes to what you're going to use that thing to. I mean, be brave. If you want a rich, enriching life, not rich in the sense of traditional, enriching life, yep, where you make a difference, yeah, don't be afraid of going. But you need both. It's not enough to talk about it. It's not enough to want it. You need to be good at something as well. And I think, you can find people who are really, really good at something, but they tend to not use it. to the satisfaction of themselves and others. And then they realized over some time, I was really good at this, but what difference did I make? And then you also find people who really want to change the world, but they haven't spent the energy and the patience and the discipline to be good at something. and you need them both to get there. We need a lot of people that has both those qualifications. If we have a sufficient number of people having these two things ticked off, the world would be a better place.
Great insight and thoughts, André. I want to thank you so much for sharing your journey of leading one of Europe's biggest IT firms, and it keeps on growing. So wish you success for the future. And thank you so much for sharing your insights. André, thank you.
Thank you, Fritz. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.